Once again, just taking a nice, deep, relaxing breath. And as you release, settling into your chair once more. And once again, reflecting for a moment about this quality of motivation. May we cultivate a profoundly stilled and settled state of mind, of serenity, so that we may discover the true nature of reality and the true nature of our mind. Discover the ground of our being, primordial consciousness, and bring the light of that consciousness into the world. So then you can become aware of the tactile sensations inside the body as you breathe. Really letting that awareness of the sensations be receptive to all the word for mindfulness in Pali and Sanskrit is feminine, sati. To receive the sensations. Don't have to focus outside very hard. Receive them. With every exhale, taking that opportunity to relax and release any tension you may hold. So, leaving your breath totally uninhibited. Let your body breathe itself. And try not to interfere with the cycle of the breath in any way. As you let your awareness rest in this field of tactile sensations, As you breathe, see if you can imagine that your skin becomes sort of permeable. The solid boundaries of your body become more and more spacious. And with that, your awareness becomes more and more spacious. In fact, you can let go of having an object at all. You can leave your body exactly as it is. Leave your mind exactly as it is. Leave your breath exactly as it is. And leave your attention undirected. There's nothing for you to do because awareness is already here. You can trust in this ever-present ground of awareness. And your attention gets drawn out towards some object, you can simply relax that focus of the attention and leave it undirected again. There's dullness present, sleepiness. Notice that which is aware of that dullness. And remain in that awareness. Nothing for you to do. Simply dwell in this ever-present field of awareness. So then, as we bring this meditation to a close, let's dedicate whatever positive force, whatever positive qualities we've developed through this practice, that it might enable us to awaken to our full Buddha potential. in order to be of lasting value to every living being without exception, to help them also awaken to their full Buddha potential.